以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第25章第55个诗节，题目是控制心意和了解心意。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 讲经的时间是2003年10月30号，地点是香港庙的。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nasta Praeshu Vabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, entitled The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text number 55. Sa Yahi Antapura Gato Vishuchina.Samanvita Moham Prasadam Harsam Cha Yati Jai Atma Jadbhavam Sayarhi Antapura Gato Vishuchena Samanvita Moham Prasadam Harsam Cha Yati Jai Atma Jadbhavam Sayarhi Antapura Gato Vishuchena Samanvita Moham Prasadam Harsam Cha Yati Jai Atma Jadbhavam Sayahi Yanta Puragato Vishuchena Samanvita Moham Prasadam Harsamva Yati Jai Atma Jadbhavam. Sa
Sa
He
He Ta
Yahi
Yahi
When
Antapura
to his private home
ta 自己的家园
gata used to go
观赏去
vishuchena
by the mind 通过心意
samanvita
Accompanied, 连同
Moham,
Illusion, 幻象
Prasadam,
Satisfaction, 满足
Harsham, Happiness,
快乐
Va,
or, 或
Yati
used to enjoy
Jaya
Wife 慣常享受妻子。
Atmaja,
Atmaja,
children,
children, 孩子。
Udbhavam,
Udbhavam,
produced by them,
produced by them, 生產自他們的。
Translation: Sometimes he used to go to his private home with one of his chief servants, a mind, who was named Vishuchina. At that time, illusion, satisfaction, and happiness used to be produced from his wife and children.
譯文有時候他會習慣咧去佢自己自己嘅屋企啦，同佢一個最重要嘅仆人啦，佢嘅心意啦。咁佢嘅名字咧叫做 Vishuchina。咁喺呢個時候咧，迷幻啦、滿足啦、快樂咧，經常咧，因為咧從佢嘅妻子同埋兒女個身上咧係產生嘅。
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Vijay.
According to the Vedic conclusion, oneself is situated within the heart. As stated in Vedic language, Riddhi Ayam Atma Pratishtita, the self is situated within the heart. In the material condition, however, the spirit soul is covered by the material qualities, namely goodness, passion, and darkness.And within the heart, these three qualities react. For instance, when one is in goodness, he feels happiness. When one is in passion, he feels satisfaction through material enjoyment. And when one is in darkness, he feels bewilderment. All these activities are of the mind, and they function on the platform of thinking, feeling, and willing. When the living entity is encircled by wife,children and home, he acts on the mental plane. Sometimes he is very happy, sometimes he is very much satisfied, sometimes he is not satisfied, and sometimes he is bewildered. Bewilderment is called moha, illusion. Illusion by society, friendship and love, the living entity thinks that his so-called society, friendship and love, nationality, community, etc., will give him protection. He does not know that after death he will be thrown into the hands of a very strong material nature that will force him to accept a certain type of body according to his present work. This body may not even be a human body. Thus the living entity's feeling of security in this life, in the midst of society, wife and friendship, is nothing but illusion.All living entities engaged in various material bodies are illusioned by the present activities of material enjoyment. They forget their real business, which is to go back home, back to Godhead. Everyone who is not in Krishna consciousness must be considered to be an illusion. One's so-called feelings of happiness and satisfaction resulting from material things are also illusion.Factually, neither society, friendship, love, nor anything else can save one from the onslaught of the external energy, which is symptomized by birth, death, old age, and disease. To get even one living entity out of the illusory condition is very difficult. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya.Mameva ye prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Therefore, unless one surrenders completely at the lotus feet of Krishna, he cannot get out of the entanglement of the three modes of material nature.
You see.根據偉達經典的結論，一個人的自我是處於內心的。在偉達的語言來說，自我是存在於內心裡面，在心臟裡面，在這個物質的環境，這個靈魂是由物質的品質所覆蓋，就是叫做善良、激情和黑暗的。咁咧喺呢個心臟入邊咧，呢三個嘅品質咧喺度咧互相咧係 这个运作的。譬如呢，当一个人在善良属性的时候呢，他会感到快乐；而当一个人在激情属性的时候呢，他会通过物质的享受而感到满足；而当一个人在黑暗的时候呢，他会感到呢受到迷惑的。那这些所有心意的活动呢，他们的他们的运作呢，都是在去思想啦、感受啦同埋意欲嘅层面嘅。当呢个奉献者咧系受到咧妻子啦、儿女啦同埋家园咧所围绕咧，咁佢就完全咧系喺呢个心意层面上咧活动嘅。咁有时佢系好开心啦，有时佢非常之满足啦，有时佢一啲都唔满足啦。咁有时咧佢受到迷惑，迷惑咧就叫做 moha illusion， 即系迷惑啦。迷惑咧系由呢、这个。因为社会啦、友谊啦、爱啦，系受到迷惑嘅。咁心物体咧谂佢自己所谓嘅社会啦、友谊啦，同埋呢个爱咧、国家啦，呢个佢哋嘅社团等等咧，会俾到佢一个保护。但系佢唔知道咧，其实咧，当佢死咗之后咧，佢会系被咧堕进咧呢个物质自然咧非常之顽强嘅手中啊。咁咧。他会被迫咧，佢要接受一种某一种嘅身体咧，跟佢现时嘅工作嘅。咁呢个身体咧，唔一定系人类身体啦。咁呢个生物体咧嘅感受咧，喺呢一生咧，从佢嘅佢嘅社会啊、妻子啊、友谊入边所感受到嘅啲所谓嘅安全咧，只不过咧系幻象嚟嘅。所有咧生物体咧。是被困于不同的物质身体呢，是因为呢受到现时呢要去享受物质的快乐的活动呢是而迷惑的。他们忘记了他真正的事务呢，就是呢要去回归家园、回归守神啦。所有人呢，任何人呢，他们呢不是 Krishna 知觉呢，都会被视为呢在迷惑当中的。一些所谓的快乐或者满足的感情呢，通过物质的事情而得到的满足或者快乐呢，都是属于幻象的。实质呢，这个社会呢、友谊呢、爱呢，没有任何东西可以呢是拯救一个人呢从这个外在能量的鞭策的。那这个呢，其实个象征呢就是生老病死啦。那呢，要从迷幻的状态中拯救一个生物體出嚟咧，係非常之困難嘅。咁所以咧，主 Krishna 咧喺《博伽梵歌》第七篇第七章第十四個詩節咧講到咧，呢、這個神我嘅呢個神性嘅能量咧，包含住咧物質自然三形態啦，係非常之困難咧，係去征服啦。咁嗰啲人咧，佢係係歸依咗俾我咧，係好容易啦，就可以越過呢個咁嘅海洋啦。咁所以咧，除非一個人咧係完全咧歸依俾 Krishna 嘅蓮花束咧。佢係唔可能咧係逃出呢個物質自然三形態嘅捆綁當中嘅。
Om Agyanati Mrandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we're hearing Narada Muni describe the body to be like a city of nine gates.
咁我哋今日又繼續讀呢個 Narada Muni 咧描述咧。我哋呢个身体咧就好似一座城市咧，有九道城门嘅。
And he is describing about a person named Puranjana。
佢系形容咧一位人士咧，叫做咧个名叫做 Puranjana。
Puranjana means one who enjoys in the body。
Puranjana 嘅意思咧就话一个生物体咧，佢喺呢个身体入边享受嘅。
Every one of us are trying to enjoy in the body。
我哋每一个人咧都尝试喺身体入边咧系享受啦。
So when we enjoy, we have different friends who we enjoy with.
咁咧，当我哋去享受嘅时候咧，我同唔同嘅朋友一齐享受啦。
Somebody has boyfriends, somebody has girlfriends.
咁有啲人咧有男朋友啦，有啲人有女朋友啦。
Sometimes you have animal friends like cats and dogs.
有时候你有动物嘅朋友咧，宠物啦，猫猫狗狗啦。
And goldfish friends.
有时候金鱼嘅朋友啦。
Little birds in cages for friends.
有啲鳥籠啦，啲小鳥啦。
But everybody has some friends.
個個都有啲朋友嘅。
So these different friends give different types of pleasure.
呢啲唔同嘅朋友咧，俾到我哋唔同嘅快樂啊。
So this is one friend we're hearing about this friend today. His name is Vishuchina.
今日呢个朋友咧就叫 Vishuchina 啦。
Who is Vishuchina? What friend is this? This is the mind.
Vishuchina 系边个朋友咧？就系我哋嘅思想啦，我哋嘅心意啦。
But of course, we know in Bhagavad Gita that the mind is not always a friend.
咁我哋根据博家梵歌讲咧，心意唔系经常系我哋嘅朋友嚟嘅。
Sometimes the mind can also be an enemy.
咁有时心意咧都可以系我哋嘅敌人啦。
However, from the mind, we get different types of experiences.
咁有时咧，从我哋嘅心意咧，我哋咧会咧有唔同嘅经验咯。
According to how we're situated in the modes of material nature.
咁视乎咧，我哋喺物质，我哋处于物质自然三形态边一个地位入边啦。
Some are mentioned. There is illusion, satisfaction, and happiness.
咁咧会提到咧。是有三样啦，呢个系迷惑啦、满足啦，同埋快乐啦。
How does Prabhupada talks about it? How according to our situation in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance, in goodness we feel happiness.
咁视乎我喺物质自然三形态嘅处境啦。咁如果我哋喺善良形态咧，我哋会感到快乐啦。
And in the mode of passion, we feel satisfaction from material pleasure.
咁如果你喺激情屬性咧、激情形態咧，你會通過感官嘅享樂咧而感到滿足嘅。
And when we are bewildered, then that is the condition of ignorance.
咁而當我哋喺愚昧形態咧，我哋咧就會咧係感到迷惑噶啦。
But these are all different impressions on the mind.
咁呢一切咧都係心意嘅俾我哋嘅一啲印象嚟。
They are not reality.
呢啲唔係真相嚟。
The reality is that we are all pure spirit souls.
个真相咧就系我哋全部都系纯洁嘅灵性嘅个体啦。
And we should not identify with these different sensations of the senses.
我哋唔应该咧认同咧唔同感官嘅感受。
Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita about the experience of winter and summer.
咁咧 ，Krishna 咧喺《博伽梵歌》咧解释咧。这个好像比喻为是冬天和夏天。
And he compares them, the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter to happiness and distress.
他呢比喻呢这个冬天的寒冷和夏天的炎热呢是比作呢痛苦和快乐。
That they're different, they're just different in experiences of the senses.
这些只不过是呢感官不同的经验。
In the summer,We feel, oh, it's so hot.
咁咧喺夏天咧，我覺得哎真係好熱啦。
And in winter, we feel, oh, it's so cold.
冬天咧，我又覺得咁冷咧。
But it's the same place.
但係其實同一個地方嚟嘅。
It's the same 27 Chaitanya Road.
咁係同一個地方啦，就係七咸道27号啦。
Just like when you take the bath in the winter, the water feels so cold. Oh.
咁咧，正如咧，你喺冬天咧沖一個凍水涼咧，就會覺得非常之凍啦。
But in the summer, it is so pleasing. The same water is pleasing.
但如果夏天你去沖凍水涼咧，你就會覺得好舒服啦，好涼快。
But it's the same water, but we are experiencing it in different ways.
其實同一樣嘅水咧，只不過咧，我哋有唔同嘅經驗啦。
So in the same way, the mind will cause us to experience so many different pleasures of the material world.
咁咧，我哋嘅心意咧，會令我哋咧係。在物質的生活有很多不同的經驗的。
So long as we are attached to the body, we will have these different experiences, good and bad.
一日我們有這個物質的身體，我們都會有這些所謂好壞的經驗。
And this is especially evident in the relation between the opposite sexes.
尤其是跟異性的關係。
That at one point the man and the woman they seem so close and so attached to each other.
某一點咧，男女之間咧，好似非常之受到吸引啦，非常之依附對方啦。
But sometimes the relationship in a very short time can just change, and they hate each other and can't stand the sight of each other.
咁可能喺好短時間咧，男女雙方又會變得非常之討厭對方啦。根本咧忍受唔到對方嘅。
This is all due to the mind.
呢全部咧，因為我哋嘅心意啦。
We like something one day, the next day we don't like it.
咁一日我哋中意呢樣嘢，第日我又唔中意喎。
So because our mind is under the influence of the modes of material nature, we have these different sensations.
因為我哋嘅心意咧受到物質自然形態所影響啦，我哋有唔同嘅感受啦。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj has written that if we are thinking this is good and this is bad, then this is the activity of the mind.
当 Krishna Das Kaviraj 解释过，如果我当我们想一些东西是好或者不好的话，其实这些全部都是心意的活动。A
Bala, A Manda, A Sabra. This is good, that is bad. This is all illusion.
即是说，你当你想这样是好，这样是坏的时候，这些全部其实是幻象来的。So
it is called Manodharma, the activities of the mind.
Manodharma 即是说心意的活动。So
the purpose of spiritual practice is to conquer over the mind and control the mind.
那么灵修其实就是我们要学会怎样控制我们的心意。
Not to be the servant of our mind, but to rise above the mind. Higher than the mind is intelligence. And intelligence is seated next to the soul.
So
Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, I am seated in the hearts of all living entities, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So if we want to remember Krishna and remember our actual spiritual position, Krishna is willing to give us that direction.
So when we want to remember Krishna, the spirit will guide us. But
Krishna knows our desire and he acts according to our own desire. When we want to forget him and try to enjoy the body, he gives us that independence.
And Krishna does, he's
not going to force us to love him. It is a voluntary process. Prabhupada would always give the example, the man cannot tell the woman, love me or else. If the man takes a gun and holds it to her head, you love me or else.
如果拿着枪指着女人的头，你爱不爱我？这样。
That is not love.
这种就不是爱了。
In the same way, Krishna does not force us that we must love him.
同样呢，Krishna亦都唔会强迫我哋要去爱佢。
He gives us that free will.
佢俾我哋呢个自由嘅意愿。Because
then we can express real love.
咁我哋就可以去表达我哋一啲我哋嘅真正嘅爱。It
is that real love, the bhakti, which Krishna wants.
其实咧，Krishna咧系想要我哋真正嘅爱啦，呢个bhakti咧。Krishna
is conquered by the pure love of his devotees.
Krishna咧系会受到咧佢嘅奉献者嘅真正嘅爱咧，而系受到征服嘅。Although
Krishna can never be conquered, there were so many demons, they could not conquer Krishna.
咁有咁多惡魔啦，但係Krishna佢哋都唔可以征服Krishna啦。Kamsa
was a very powerful demon. Krishna killed him.
Kamsa
係一個非常之有力量嘅一個惡魔啦，但係Krishna咧就殺咗佢。Jarasandha was a very powerful king. Krishna instructed Bhima how to defeat him.
Jarasandha 咧亦都係非常之有力量一個戰士啦。咁咧呢個Krishna教咗Bhima點樣去殺佢咧。Then
it was Krishna who helped Arjuna and the Pandavas to conquer in the battle of Kurukshetra. But Krishna himself becomes conquered by his devotee. Devotees like the florist Sudama Brahmana.
咁咧，奉獻者咧，譬如有一位Brahmana叫做Sudama啦。Or
Brahmanas like Shruta Dev.
或者另外一個婆羅門叫做Shruta Dev啦。
And great kings like Bahulasva.
咁另外一個偉大嘅國王咧叫 Bahurashtra。
There are so many wonderful devotees of Krishna who they conquered Krishna by their pure love。
係有好多好奇妙嘅奉獻者咧，係用佢哋嘅純粹嘅愛咧，係征服咗 Krishna。
So this is the whole business of our practice of devotional service。
咁咧呢個就係我哋咧。是整个呢是奉献服务的收集
that we also want to somehow render some service so that we can somehow attract Krishna.
我们希望呢我们是去做一些服务呢是看看怎样呢可以吸引到 Krishna.
Some people they want to try to see Krishna, but Prabhupada instructed us don't try to see Krishna.
那呢有些人呢想要見 Krishna 咧，但係 Prabhupada 咧係俾個訓示我哋咧，我哋唔應該想要去見 Krishna。
Prabhupada instructed us act in such a way that Krishna will want to come and see you。
Prabhupada 訓示咧就係話我哋應該去做一啲活動咧，係可以咧吸引到咧 Krishna 嘅注意力嘅。
So our first business is to conquer over the mind。
咁我哋第一件事務咧，其實要去征服我哋嘅心意啦。
The other morning I also spoke about this。Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had instructed everyone that immediately on waking up in the morning, we have to beat our mind.
咁咧，正如咧係帕帕嘅靈性導師咧 ，Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 咧，佢咧係訓示咧就係我哋一起身咧就要咧去鞭打我哋嘅心意啦。
How are you going to beat your mind?
你點樣去鞭打你嘅心意咧
？Any suggestions?
有冇咩建議啊
？Who can remember?Oh, really?
Wow. 跟自己講自己是蠢材。
I'm a very honest woman, huh?
非常之誠實的。
Very humble.
非常之謙卑。
Yes, we have to tell ourselves, we are rascal.
我們是這個壞蛋是嗎?
Why are we rascals and fools?
即是白痴又蠢材啦，這個。話自己係白痴同埋蠢材，一早起身。
Another reason. Why are we rascals and fools?
We forget Krishna.
That's what we will say. I am a great devotee.
我哋調轉講咧，就係我哋係偉大嘅奉獻者啦。
I am a good devotee。
我非常之好嘅奉獻者啦。
I am chanting Hare Krishna very nice。
我念仲念 Hare Krishna 念得好好啦。
I am doing very good service。
我做得非常，我啲服務做得非常之好啦。
But these other ones, they are no good。
其他人咧都冇鬼用嘅，淨係我叻嘅啫。
This is the mind。
这个就是个心意了。
Our mind will always see the defects in others and our own glories.
咁咧，我哋嘅心意咧，经常咧睇到别人嘅错处啦，净系睇到自己嘅荣耀。
So we have to be on guard.
咁我哋咧要小心啦。
We have to beat the mind, and we see the great devotees how they discipline their mind.
我哋睇到呢伟大奉献者咧，点样可以去规律佢嘅心意咧？
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author, he has written that I am lower than a worm in stool.
咁咧，《永恆的彩坦耶經》嘅作者咧 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj 咧，就係咧話自己咧係咧比呢個糞便入邊嘅蟲咧更加低下嘅。
Anyone who utters my name, they lose their pious activities.
任何人咧去講説我嘅名字咧，佢都會咧喪失佢嘅虔誠嘅果報嘅。
We should remember that. We should be thinking, I am lower than a worm in stool.
我應該咧記住呢個訓示啦，應該咧認為咧自己係比糞便嘅蟲咧更加低下啦。
This will make us help us to become a little more in the mood of das anu das.
咁咧呢一如果我哋咁樣去諗咧，就會咧幫助我哋咧係經常咧記住咧自己只不過係仆人嘅仆人嘅仆人啦。
You know das anu das, Veronica?
知唔知叫 das anu das anu das？
Das anu das means link by link. Das anu das. Dasi anu dasi. Yes. Dasi anu dasi or das anu das. The servant of the servant.
仆人嘅仆人啦。
Not that in the material world, the mind will say, "I am the master. I am the enjoyer."
咁咧，我哋喺物质世界咧，我嘅心意咧就会话，我系主人啦，我系享受者啦。
This is the demonic nature.
呢个咧就系恶魔嘅心态。
The demonic, they don't think of Krishna. They think I am the center.
咁咧，佢哋唔好谂咧，佢哋系 Krishna 仆人啦。佢谂佢哋系一切嘢嘅中心啦。
I am the enjoyer.
我系个享乐者啦。
I am powerful and strong.
我好有力量啦，我非常之强壮啦。
And the woman will think I am beautiful.
咁好多人咧就谂我好漂亮啦。
And I am enjoying.
我咧喺度享受啦。
Everything is for my pleasure.
所有事情咧都系因为我嘅喜乐咧系而设嘅。
And we also, men also think we are enjoyer.
咁男人咧亦都系咁样谂咧，自己系享乐者。
And we are thinking, I am strong, I am opulent, I am intelligent.
佢会谂，自己会谂咧，自己好有智慧啦，好强壮啦。
But actually, we should understand we are lower than the straw in the street.
我哋要谂咧，我哋咧比街上嘅草咧更加低下嘅。
Lord Chaitanya has taught Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnu. This is the, in his prayers, the Shikshastikam prayers.
咁咧喺主昌下一嘅八分规入边咧去教导啦，即系我哋咧要觉得自己好似一根草咁卑微啦。
In China, all the devotees they will say the Shikshastikam prayers.
咁咧喺中國咧，啲奉獻者全部都識念咧呢個八分規嘅土文嘅。
Every day，
每日嘅。
Shikshastikam prayers。
佢哋每日咧都去念誦咧呢個八分規嘅土文。
So the third verse very important。
咁第三個詩節咧非常之重要啦。
We are told we have to put it on a thread and wear it around our neck for constant remembrance。
話説咧應該將呢個詩節咧掛喺你條頸度啦，經常記住啦。
Right。We have to think we are lower than the straw in the street.
我哋要谂住咧，我哋咧比地上嘅一根草咧更加低下啦。
We have to be more tolerant than the tree.
我要比一棵树咧更加宽容啦。
Look at the tree, how tolerant the tree is.
你睇下啲树咧系几咁容忍啦。
They are standing there so many years.
佢哋企喺度咁多年啦。
Before we came in this building, those trees were there.
我哋搬入嚟呢個大廈之前，嗰啲樹已經喺嗰度嘅。
And every now and again, they will cut the branches.
咁有時咧，佢會斬咗佢一啲枝幹啦。
When there's a typhoon, they have to stay there.
打風咧，佢都唔會走嘅，佢都要企喺嗰度。
And when it's all scorching hot in the summer, still they are there.
咁如果就算夏天炎炎夏日咧，佢哋咧仍然咧要係喺嗰度容忍嘅。
They are so tolerant.
佢係幾咁容忍咧
？So we have to offer all respect to others.
我哋咧要向所有其他嘅人咧係致敬啊
！And not expect any respect for ourselves。
同埋咧，唔好咧係去祈求咧別人對自己嘅尊重。
But in the material world, we will give all abuse to others and demand all respect for ourselves。
但喺物質世界咧，我哋咧就期待別人去尊敬我哋啦，但係咧就去咧去踩低其他嘅人啦。
So.Lord Chaitanya is teaching us very important instruction.
主坐他人咧教导我哋咧最好非常之重要嘅训示啦。
Because we have to chant the holy name with quality.
因为咧我哋咧要用一个优良嘅品质咧去唱颂圣名啦。
So the first quality of knowledge is humility.
咁咧知识嘅第一个品质咧就系谦卑啦。
If you look in 13th chapter.You will see in 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita there are 20 items of knowledge.
咁咧，你如果去睇《博伽梵歌》第十三章咧，你会睇到咧，二十个咧知识嘅品质嘅。
The first quality is humility.
咁第一个品质咧就系咧谦卑啦。
So if one is an intelligent person, if he has good knowledge, they must also be humble.
咁如果一个人系有智慧咧，佢有好嘅知识咧，佢咧一定咧系要谦卑啊。
Just like the tree which gives fruit, it will bend low.
咁但系，好譬如咧，一棵树咧，佢好多果实咧，咁佢就会咧垂得好低啦。
But the bamboo does not bend; it's very straight.
但一枝竹咧就唔会去弯低啦，非常之直嘅。
You bend it, it will break.
如果你去挖挖佢咧，就可以，佢就会断啦。
So people with good qualities, they will be humble.
如果啲人係有啲好嘅品質嘅時候咧，佢哋一定咧係會謙卑啦。
And then also we can chant the holy name better.
咁啊，我哋咧就可以咧好好地咁去唱頌咧聖名啦。
And then we can conquer the mind.
咁咧，我哋就可以征服我哋嘅心意。
Can you explain the humble is everything say yes, never say no? If everyone can help you do this, do that, you can't say no. Say, okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. Not just thinking and then say okay.
巴哥天文的问题就说谦卑是不是就是说、就是、是人叫你做事都要说是好啊好啊这样才是叫谦卑呢、
oh, so the man comes along and said here smoke this cigarette okay
that means you have to think、right?
yeah of course、
But、
you
if,
must also
if
think
if someone tells you something if you think it's not
no you have to you cannot just be a blind follower
不可以一个做一个盲目的跟随者你用智慧去分辨因为人家叫你去吃烟你又去吃
Well, if someone is your spiritual authority, then you should accept what they say.
如果對方係你靈性嘅，即係一個照顧你嘅人咧，一個權威咧，咁你應該接受佢對你講嘅説話啦。
It's not for us to judge who's humble and who's not. We should look at our own self.
我哋唔係要去評估咧別人咧係咪謙卑咧，其實我哋要去睇自己咯。
We're not judging others, we're judging ourselves.
我哋唔係咧去評斷咧別人係咪謙卑咧，我哋係要去評斷自己係咪謙卑。
Our mind will think, oh, that side's humble, that side's not humble.
我哋嘅心意咧就會話啊呢、這個好謙卑啦，呢、這個唔謙卑啦。
But we should just look at our own self.
我哋其實應該淨係睇我哋自己嘅。如果每個人都咁做就好好。
Well, we start with ourselves.
首先從我哋自己做起啦。
Don't say, well, if others were like that, I would also. No, we 人身作者。
What?
人以作者。Teach by example.
Oh, okay. 以身作則。
Oh, 以身作則。
Oh, sorry. 以身作則。
以身作。Yeah.
any other questions? But I have a question.
Okay.
That means from the past experience, maybe a few numbers of devotees, they have good knowledge in the books, but they do not necessarily have qualities like humility or maybe the opposite. And then, but that also indicate they will have spiritual life problem later, because.Even they have knowledge, then they are proud, or what?
Well, if they have good knowledge, we should take advantage of their knowledge.
如果有啲奉獻者咧，佢係好有知識啦，但係佢又未必謙卑嘅喎，即係未必係應用到佢嘅品質喺。咁馬才應該，如果個奉獻者係擅長佢嘅知識，咁就應該善用佢嘅知識，即係去學嘢喺佢身上學嘢。
Yeah, it's not. Again, it's not for us to judge who's humble or not. You know, look, just if someone is giving us good instruction, we should take gold, even if.
你咧系从分辨入边度俾嚿金你咧，你都要接受嗰嚿金嘅。
What is the thing about take good advice even if it comes from? Anyway, Chanakya Pandit has said like that. Just like, if gold is in a dirty place, then certainly we won't refuse to take it.
正如咧 ，Chanakya Pandit 咧一個好出名嘅哲學家咧，係講過咧，如果一嚿金咧係從嗰個污糟嘅地方嚟咧，你都會接受嘅。呢個知識咧，從一個喺社會上更加低等嘅人士咧，你都可以喺佢身上咧學到一啲知識嘅。Is it like the swan that you can pick the
milk
from
water.
The water? So mean you pick the good things from everything?
Yes, we must certainly we should see it good, and if there's good there from others, then we should. But we have to have also the discrimination to know what is good.
咁咧，天好似嘅比喻咧，就係天鵝啦。天鵝咧就可以從一個水入邊咧，係分開牛奶嘅。咁等於咧，我哋可以從
任何人身上都學到一些好東西啦。咁咧，但系咧，我要有分辨嘅能力咧，知道咩系好，咩系坏咧。
So again, it's not so easy that you can just that you just always know what is what should be taken, what should not. Intelligence has to be there to discriminate.
咁你要需要智慧咧，去分辨咧乜嘢系好嘅分事，咩系错误嘅分事咧。
So we get that intelligence by practicing devotional service.
我哋通过咧收集奉献服务咧，去得到呢个智慧咧。
The more we clean our heart, the more that spiritual intelligence will awaken.
咁咧，我哋越係更深入去靈修咧，咁咧我哋內心嘅靈性嘅智慧咧就會復甦噶啦。
Just you know. Yes.
Unbiased.
嚇？
To get good point from someone, I guess it's to be unbiased.
咁咧，如果你要係一個冇偏見嘅人咧，先可以從別人。身上咧學到一啲唔同嘅事情。
Yeah, in other words, if we think this person is my enemy, how can he give me good instruction?
咁正如當你諗呢個人係我嘅敵人嘅時候咧，點可以從呢個人身上咧學到嘢咧？
Then that is being biased.
咁咧呢個係有少偏見啦。
It is said a good person, a good ruler will punish even his own son if he is a thief.
咁一個即話説咧，一個統治者咧，如果佢嘅兒子係賊咧，佢都會去懲罰佢嘅。
And he will reward the person for doing good, even if he is from the family of an enemy.
咁如果佢係從佢嘅，即係佢係生子於佢嘅敵人嘅家族咧，佢如果呢個人係做咗一件好事咧，佢都會去獎賞佢。
So we should not be biased. We should not have prejudices.
所以我唔應該有偏見啦。
If we think, oh, this person, how can they give me any instruction? I'm not going to listen to them. Then that will not be good.
咁如果你諗呢個人係即係我同佢唔 friend 嘅，咁佢唔會俾啲好嘅意見我，咁呢個係有少少偏見啊。Faithless 啊。
Yeah, of course, right, yeah. Yeah, we have to know who's able to receive instruction. We don't give instruction to a person who has no faith.
We don't give instruction to a person who has no faith.
I
just
said
that
I want to ask one thing. If there are some things that have happened, if you don't have any opinion,
Lolita 就是问，如果有些事情上，如果自己不表达意见，是不是属于非人格性的心态呢？
She's asking a question about sometimes there's an issue and she's not expressing her opinion. Is it impersonal?
Impersonal? Well, we have to, again, you have to consider the time and circumstances. Is there an opportunity for her to express her opinion?
咁視乎個環境啦，呢個係咪一個適當嘅時機咧？你去表達你嘅意見咧
？Is it the proper etiquette for her to express her opinion?
咁又睇下係咪即係個即係天時地利人和啦？咁睇下係咪你適當嘅禮儀咧？你去表達你嘅意見咧？
In some cases, it may be all right. In other cases, it may not.
咁有時你應該去表達咧，有時就唔應該啦。
If you are with equals, then you can express your opinion.
咁如果你係同平輩一齊咧，你可以表達你嘅意見啦。
Or if you are with superiors and they ask you what is your opinion, then you can give your opinion.
咁如果你嘅長上嘅輩咧係問你叫你表達意見咧，你應該係可以表達意見。
But it may be something which doesn't concern you, and you have no right to give your opinion.
咁有時有啲事情咧同你冇關係嘅，你係冇權咧去俾意見。
So have to consider each situation.
咁咧要睇唔同嘅處境啦。But what if a superior asks you for some opinion, but you, out of maybe dissatisfaction, you refuse to give your opinion? 我話如果一個長上問你叫你表達意見啦，但係你因為唔滿意咧，你又唔肯表達意見，咁係點樣
？If you are asked for your opinion, you should give it. You should not just keep it in your heart.
咁所以如果有人有一個長上嘅人問你要表達意見咧，你應該表達意見，唔應該咧留住呢啲嘢喺內心咯。
If you keep something in your heart, you don't speak it out, then it will give more and more trouble, and and will create bigger and bigger problems.
咁如果你內心你成日都咧係即係保留好多嘢咧喺個內心入邊咧，你唔去表達咧，咁你咧越遲啲咧越嚟越多麻煩噶啦，越多問題。
But if we speak out what is the problem and we reveal what is in our heart, then maybe the problem can be easily resolved.
咁譬如喺你內心係你覺得係有一啲問題咧，你咧。係講咗出嚟咧，可能咧好容易咧就可以解決咗。
It may just be due to some misunderstanding。
咁好多時咧，只不過係一啲唔了解嘅啫。
So it's important that we don't just keep things in our heart。
所以咧，唔好咧，冚唪都收埋啲嘢喺個心，唔講出嚟咯。
But we must have the proper person who you know must be again the must consider the situation. Someone is asking your opinion, then definitely you should give.
咁咧，視乎個處境啦。咁如果有人係問你一啲攞一啲意見咧，你應該就應該講你嘅意見出嚟咯。
Really?
Vidura? 你識 Vidura？ 咁咧喺 Mahabharata 咧呢個佢哋咧問呢個 Vidura 嘅意見嘅時候咧，咁佢講咗之後咧，其他人咧就唔高興啦。
But that was to Vidura's advantage.
咁嗰個咧，呢一件事情咧，對 Vidura 係好嘅。
That he could go on pilgrimage and visit all the holy places.
咁咧，佢因此咧係可以咧去探訪所有嘅聖地啦，去朝聖啦。
That these reverses, what seems to be a reverse in our life, it turns to be an advantage.
咁好多時咧，我哋生命嘅逆境咧，都會咧可以咧改變成為咧呢個順境嘅。
Just like Mr. Darshan, one businessman who comes here to the temple. The other day we were in his office. He was giving a nice example.
咁我有一日咧去我哋一個奉獻者啦 ，Mr. Darshan 嘅寫字樓啦。咁佢咧講咗一個非常之好嘅例子咧。
So he was saying that sometimes he wants to get some contract or some deal with a man, and he was really feeling that he should really get this deal, and he was protesting to Krishna. He was.Telling Krishna that you know you have to give me this contract.
Dum 咧，佢咧就 Mr. Darshan 咧就話，佢有時咧有單生意佢想做成佢啦，佢咧就同 Krishna 抗議啊 ，Krishna， 我一定要呢單生意，你要搞掂佢咁樣。
So then, a few days later, he got the deal, and he thought, "Ah,、oh, Krishna has heard my prayers."
咁咧幾日之後咧，佢咧做成咗嗰單生意啦。咁佢就諗啦 ，Krishna 咧啊，真係聽到我嘅祈禱啦。
But then when he did the deal, he found he lost money on it. He didn't make any money at all.
但係佢做完嗰單生意之後咧，發現咧佢蝕本嘅，冇賺到錢嘅。
So he saw that Krishna was trying to protect him, but he was so demanding, insisting. So he got what Krishna was trying to protect him from.
咁咧。其實 Krishna 本來保護佢咧，唔好等佢蝕本嘅。但係咧，因為佢咁咁大嘅慾望咧，咁激烈去要求Krishna 咧，俾佢慣一鋪啦。
You know, sometimes we're like that as devotees. We really want to know, what is Maya like?
What is Maya like?
Yeah.
咁咧，奉獻者一時話：，究竟 Maya 係點樣樣嘅咧？咁。
And then when you actually get Maya, then you really know, wow.
咁你當你真係得到 Maya 嘅時候咧，你就知係咩一回事啦。
We realize, wow, how foolish! Why we ever wanted to have such an experience?
咁你就會諗自己真係蠢蛋啊！點解會諗埋要埋啲咁嘅嘢嘅咧
？There's a whole story about that. Narada Muni was it Narada Muni wanted to know Maya? He went to Krishna.
咁咧，那拉多摩尼一次咧去揾 Krishna。
So Krishna gave him some experience。
Krishna 俾咗啲經驗佢啦。
He had a whole family and many house and children and everything。
咁 Krishna 咧俾咗啲大屋佢啦，有好多妻子兒女啦，有乜都有啦。
But then there was a big flood.And then the house was destroyed, and all the children were dying one after another.
咁咧，跟住一個大水災啦，咁咧成間屋就浸曬啦，跟住咧啲兒女咧逐個咁死亡啦。
He was losing everything.
佢咧係逐樣咧係喪失曬所有嘅嘢，一無所有啦。
So he was seeing that this what is Maya?
咁咧，佢就知道咧，呢個就係呢首叫係 Maya。
嗯。
Markandeya Rishi. 亦都經驗過呢個物質能量。
So we don't want to tempt Maya.
我哋咧唔好去誘惑呢個 Maya。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai, Jai, Nishinga Maharaj Ki Jai.